This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guide. Ever scroll through social media and feel like you're in a constant competition? Like everyone else is living this picture-perfect life while you're just struggling to find matching socks. Yeah, that feeling. We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with curated content, making it easy to feel anxious, inadequate, or even downright sad about our own lives. But guess what? There's a way to navigate social media without losing your sense of self or spiraling into the comparison game. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay sane and connected in the digital world. First things first. Remember that social media is a highlight reel. It's a carefully crafted version of reality, not the whole story. Think about it like this: if your friends were showing up at parties with only the best outfits, perfectly styled hair, and a bottomless supply of witty comebacks, wouldn't you start to wonder about the rest of the time? Yeah, that's social media. It's all about showcasing the best bits, not the messy, complicated realities we all face. Number two, be mindful of your time. Seriously, it's like a sneaky thief. Before you know it, hours have disappeared while scrolling through endless feeds. Set realistic limits and stick to them. There are apps that can help track your usage or even block certain sites during specific times. Think of it as reclaiming those precious minutes for things that actually bring you joy: reading a book, hanging out with friends, or maybe even just taking a long walk and enjoying the sunshine. And speaking of joy, remember to curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative, jealous, or inadequate. Fill your feed with positive, inspiring content. Think beautiful photography, thought-provoking articles, funny memes, anything that makes you smile. You're in control of what you see, so make it a space that nourishes your mind and soul. Next up, remember the real world. Social media can be great for connecting with people, but don't let it replace face-to-face interactions. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to the people around you. Go on adventures, have meaningful conversations, and build genuine connections. Trust me, those are the experiences that will truly enrich your life. Finally, practice self-compassion. It's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, but remember, everyone is on their own journey. Celebrate your unique strengths and focus on your personal growth. You are amazing just the way you are. Don't let social media make you forget that. Okay, picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram after a long day, feeling pretty drained already. Then you see a photo of someone at a glamorous party, looking effortlessly cool and happy. They're probably posting about their amazing life, right? But what if, and hear me out, they're just as tired as you are? What if behind the filter, that picture hides a whole lot of stress, anxiety, or even loneliness? This is where self-awareness comes in. Before you start comparing yourself to others, take a step back and ask yourself, is this post really reflecting their reality? Or are they just trying to project a certain image online? Remember, social media often portrays an idealized version of life, not the nitty-gritty details. So what's the takeaway here? Social media can be a powerful tool for connection and inspiration, but it's important to use it mindfully. Remember that you're in control of your experience. Curate your feed, set limits on your time, and focus on building genuine connections in the real world. And hey, if you ever feel overwhelmed or anxious about social media, take a break. Go for a walk, read a book, or spend some quality time with loved ones. You deserve to feel happy and fulfilled, both online and offline. Remember, you're amazing just the way you are. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from it: friends, family, even that one acquaintance who seems to be glued to their phone 24/7. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, drop us a line on social media or leave a comment below. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, the world needs your unique voice.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.